Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Sunshine today with our high nearing 104. Heat index values around 107. Partly cloudy overnight with a low around 76. Sunny and 104 by Thursday. Clear skies into Thursday night with a low of 75. Cooler on Friday, sunny and 96. And scattered showers into Friday night with a low of 69. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 79 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing drought conditions and much of the heat returning across south-central Kansas, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced that she is adding another $1 million to the conservation districts across the state to aid in practices for erosion reducement, water conservation promotion, and drought mitigation. KWCH News reports that according to the governor's office, that $1 million is on top of the already $3.5 million that has been distributed across the state for the year for similar projects. According to the governor's office, the money comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as they say that wheat harvest has been near 122 million bushels short of the state's 330 million bushel average that we see across the state due to the extreme drought that we saw during the wintertime. In a statement, the governor said, quote, "The drought we have experienced has absolutely starved our wheat harvest at a time when Kansas farmers and the world cannot afford it. My administration will continue to make it necessary investments to protect the water resources that fuel our agriculture industry, the bedrock of our state's economy."
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Eight Kansas prison inmates, along with a bus driver, had been injured after an accident that happened on Thursday last week when a transport bus crashed into a tractor trailer hauling dirt. Fake News reports the event happened around 1 a.m. on U.S. 169th Street north of Iola, where they say the bus had failed to stop at a stop sign. Fake News reports that according to the Kansas Department of Corrections, the 21 Topeka Correctional Facility inmates that were on board the bus had finished a 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. shift at the Russell Stover Chocolates plant in Iola and returning to the Topeka facility that houses the female inmates. According to law enforcement, the bus driver had suffered serious injuries and was flown to a Kansas City area hospital, with eight inmates being injured, including three with bone fractures. The other 13 residents reported no injuries and were transported back to the work site. The transportation of the inmates to the Russell Stover's Chocolate program was part of a work release program that started back in 2021, and say another bus had crashed on U.S. 169 last year, but were no injuries in the accident. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Planned Parenthood for the state of Nebraska, along with the ACLU, have officially appealed a district court's decision that upheld a Nebraska bill that was passed in the legislature that would ban transitioning procedures for minors, along with banning abortion at 12 weeks, saying that the bill violated the state's single subject rule. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the ACLU of Nebraska, they say they were partnering with Planned Parenthood of the Heartland to appeal the ruling from last week from the Lancaster County District Court Judge Lori Merritt and trying to take it to the Nebraska Supreme Court. According to Ruth Richardson, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood North Central States, in a release statement, they said, quote, "We will never stop fighting for the reproductive freedom, bodily autonomy, and health of our Nebraska communities. We are doubling down on that commitment with this appeal. Every person deserves the freedom to control their body, health, and future, and that right shouldn't be determined by your zip code. As of right now, Planned Parenthood said it would continue providing abortions within that 12-week legal limit.
If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When big vehicles turn right, they may swing out wide to make the turn. Let's not learn the lesson the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
Sponsored by the Kansas Motor Carriers Association and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A DuBois, Nebraska man died in a house fire early Saturday morning. 39-year-old Daniel Castor was found after firefighters responded around 7 a.m. to the rural residence near DuBois at 63473 703 Trail Road. The fire had occurred sometime overnight. The remains were found by authorities, including fire departments from Humboldt and Dawson. The house was a total loss by the time firemen arrived, and investigation as to the cause continues. Marshall County Health Department is offering prenatal education classes. The free classes open to all pregnant moms and support person each fourth Thursday of the month at the Lincoln Center in Marysville, 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. Participants will receive their choice of free baby incentives for attending and completing sessions, as well as continued education, guidance, and support. Again, meeting August 24th and each fourth Thursday evening in Marysville. For information, call Chelsea Ferking at 785-713-1648 or the Marshall County Health Department at 785-562-3485. Southeast Community College Board has voted to change the school mascot to the Bobcats. SCC serves three Nebraska campuses, including Beatrice, and were formerly known as the Storm. The process began nearly a year ago and included focus groups and surveys, including students, staff, and community members. As high school students return to class, several area schools partner with Highland Community College to earn college credits and/or certifications. Kara Baker with HCC was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
Exciting part about our technical programs is that they are part of Excel in Career and Technical Education funding, so they are free for our high school students during their junior and senior year. So that has made them real popular with the high schools that we work with. We work with Valley Heights, Marysville, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Onega. We occasionally get some students just across the border in Nebraska from Pawnee, but those high school juniors and seniors aren't eligible for that tuition-free funding, so they are usually paying students. But we do not have an out-of-state tuition cost, so for them, it's still a very affordable option.
The effort is designed to connect young people with local jobs.
I would say about 50% of our students take a program that they already know they're interested in and already have an opportunity for employment in, whether that be returning to the family farm with that knowledge or working in some sort of family type operation. And I would say about 50% then look for outside employment. So we're fortunate to have a lot of business partners in our area since we did focus on kind of high demand careers for this part of the state. So people are able to go right to work when they graduate as well. So kind of gives them both options. About 80% of our enrollment is students that are still in high school working towards one of those technical certificates.
Changes in education and expectations have shifted, according to Kara Baker with Highland Community College.
We pick up more students who are interested in gaining the skills they need for that career they have in mind, and not spending a lot of extra time or money to get the education. So they come in and get what they need, and they're able to get right out into work. It's one of the benefits of the technical programs is that it helps them. They get to do hands-on, focused on what they need for that career plan they have. So I think it has been a really good change, not having that having a different mindset than we used to always expect students to go on to that four-year university kind of feel. This gives students an option that's more affordable and can also put them right into a very high-paying career.
Rodney L. Rod Eaton, age 59, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rod Eaton. Paul A. Puber Davis, age 60, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 16th. Funeral Mass Friday, 10:30, Rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Celebration of life is planned Friday, 5 until 7, at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Paul Puber Davis. Alyssa W. Davis, age 37, of Hanover, passed away unexpectedly August 17th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Visitation Friday with family, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alyssa Davis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish sandwich, pasta salad, coleslaw and cherries. Tomorrow, goulash, French bread, mixed salad, fiesta fruit pudding. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ladies, get ready to indulge in some serious retail therapy. At MSC Boutique, we've got you covered from sizes small to 3X. While you're shopping, check out our new children's line. We can't wait to connect with you and help you put your best foot forward. Buy now, pay later with Sezzle at MSC Boutique in downtown Marysville. Feel good fashion for everyday life.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 100s. And clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Slightly cooler into Friday, sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Before a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms into Friday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Even cooler by Saturday, some scattered showers early on, then sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And these showers may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Rain may linger early on Sunday as well, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly sunny on Monday with our highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 66. And the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. 80 this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 23rd of August. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this losing streak? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In what has already been a miserable season, the Yankees keep hitting new lows, hosting the Nationals last night.
Third baseman shortens into the grass and a swing and a long drive to right. Down the line, hooking toward the corner. Will it stay fair? It hits the foul pole. It is gone. Goodbye. A home run for C.J. Abrams.
The call on WJFK. Nats win 2-1. New York's ninth straight defeat, their longest skid since the Reagan administration. They haven't lost 10 straight since 1913. Stay tuned. Cratering White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf finally figured out the rebuild begun in 2017 has been an abject failure. He fired longtime executive vice president Kenny Williams and general manager Rick Hahn on Tuesday. Now to the competitive American League West. The Rangers' first place lead continues to dwindle. They dropped their sixth straight in Arizona. In Houston, Justin Verlander hurled six scoreless against the Red Sox with support from the Astros' bats.
3-1. And Tucker belts it pretty deep to right field. That sends back Verdugo, and he will just watch that one go. Five rows into the second deck. Two-run home run for Kyle Tucker, and a 2-0 Astros lead.
The call on KBME, 7-3 Stros the final to close to within a half game of Texas. Breathing down Houston's neck, the aforementioned Mariners just one game out of first. WNBA, Aja Wilson's 53 points tied the association's single-game scoring record. The first-place Las Vegas Aces dispatched the Atlanta Dream, 112-100. The University of Houston reported former men's basketball player Reggie Chaney died. He was a starter for the Cougars in the 2021 NCAA tournament and was due to begin his professional career in Greece. Chaney was 23. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When Mother Nature takes a toll on your home or business, you need a reliable local contractor you can trust. That contractor is Peak Construction. Handling siding, gutters, windows, and roofing materials from our local lumber yards. For any size job, be it large or small, the call you need to make is to Peak Construction. Guaranteed free cost estimates and trash removal with every job. When damage strikes your home, don't wait for the out-of-town contractors. Call 785-562-6380. From storm damage siding to full roof replacements, put Peak Construction to work for you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is Wednesday, August the 23rd. Before we get going on this Wednesday, keeping you up to date all day long right here, let's check out yesterday because it could have an effect on the markets today. Here's how your Tuesday finished. Looking at corn for September, 466 and a half, down 2 3/4. December corn, 479 and a half, final price, that's down 3. Kansas City wheat for September finished at 740, down 1. Kansas City wheat for December finished at 747 and 3/4, down a half. Oats for September, up a quarter at 441 and a quarter. December oats finished at 465 and a quarter, up a quarter as well. Taking a look at soybeans for September, final price 13.51 and a half. That's down 18 and a half. November soybeans 13.46. That's down 15 and 3/4. Cotton for October 84.99, up 53 cents. December cotton 84.36, and that's up 65 cents. Live cattle for August, final price $177.95. That's down $1.02.5. High 178.90, low $177.62.5. Live cattle for October, $178.62.5, down $1.25. High $180.12.5, low $178.25. Feeders for August, $245.50, down $1.27.5. High $246.92.5, low $245.10. Feeder cattle for September, $249, down $1.32.5. High $250.85, low $248.45. And let's look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door or all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. DECT stem borers can cause issues for soybean producers. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses what the insect does to the crops, the issues it can cause for producers, and how producers should manage an infestation.
The DECT stem borer in soybeans, this year we started collecting adults probably 2 weeks earlier than normal, and that's probably based upon the warm temperatures we had in the spring. And because of that, they've been spread out laying eggs, ovipositing, in petioles earlier than normal, and because of the warm conditions, they've spread out a lot further than usual. But the females will oviposit in the petioles of the plant, and they lay the eggs inside that little stem. The egg hatches in 3 or 4 days, and that little borer larvae then will bore down the petiole, down to the stem, get into the main stem, and all the way down to the ground.
He reviews where people can find the borer in a plant and how its damage can impact yields.
By late August, early September, most of the borers are around the base of the plant. There's only going to be one. The meanest, most aggressive one is going to kill the others, and it's going to end up down to the base of the plant at the ground level. Once it gets there, it has this unique behavior of girdling around the inside of the plant, which usually doesn't bother the plant too much at that time of year because most of the beans have filled and the pods have set and all that kind of stuff. But what happens then, if we get a big wind or rainstorm, those plants will fall over. And when they lodge, that's a sick-looking field because you can have 60 to 85% lodging of a field by mid-September, and that generally means that's lost to harvest.
Getting into the field quickly might be what producers need to do to get the crop out of the field more easily.
What we recommend is if you decide you have a pretty healthy infestation, try and make sure you harvest that field as early as possible. Once it's ready, harvest it before they fall over, before the plants lodge, or before we have a storm. We don't have a storm. We haven't seen a lot of yield loss just due to the tunneling itself, which has always surprised me because they can do a lot of tunneling inside those stems. But it's the lodging or the loss.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with information about DECT stem borers in Kansas soybean fields. Read more about this insect in K-State Research and Extension's Crop Insects in Kansas book that can be found in the K-State bookstore at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You won't find it on a map, but the state of Franklin declared its independence on this day in 1784. It's the short history of a lost state on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 23rd, the 235th day of the year. Today's birthdays include actresses Shelley Long and Barbara Eden. The U.S. has no state of Franklin, but we nearly did. On this day in 1784, after North Carolina had ceded its claim on lands west of the Alleghenies, settlers in the area formed the independent state of Franklin in what is now part of Tennessee. Their position for statehood was favored by most states, but fell just short of the two-thirds majority needed for passage. For four short years, though, this small region in the Cumberland River Valley operated as an independent state with its own constitution, treaties, and trade. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about American history at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. The heat wave continues probably through Friday at triple-digit highs. May get a break this weekend. 80 this hour.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier with college football right around the corner here across the Mid-America region. The Kansas State University Wildcats have announced that with their kickoff for the game number one of the season on September 2nd against Southeast Missouri State, the game is already at near sold out. As KSN News reports that according to the Kansas State Athletics Department, they say the first three home games of the football season are close to being sold out, with the fourth game going up against the Big 12 Championship game rematch against TCU is already only standing room only for tickets remaining. According to the university, already the first two games of the season have fewer than 100 tickets available apiece, with the third game against the new conference opponent Central Florida has fewer than 400 tickets left. Kansas State says they are excited for a big year coming off the championship for the Big 12 Conference and winning 10 games, along with earning their trip to the Sugar Bowl, where they ended up falling to Alabama 45-20 in that game. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering deals during our Labor Day sales event at Rusty Eck Ford. We have hundreds of vehicles available that need to go so we can make room for new inventory on its way. So we're doing discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Yeah, we know you like saving money. How about some cheap financing? For a limited time, you can finance as low as 0% APR or get big discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah. Can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely
unbeatable. Plus tax and fees. F-150 MSRP, 63325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Must trade 95 or newer auto. Residency restrictions apply. 0% APR and select new Fords up to 36 months upon credit approval. Payment of $27.78 per 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
High school senior from the Cheney, Kansas area says that he's already locked up when it comes to the college football season as he goes into his senior year, where he says he's committed to New Mexico State. As Cake News reports at Jackson Voth, the senior from Cheney has committed to Mexico State back in May, where he's set to join head coach Jerry Kill, who also came originally from Cheney, Kansas.
I think first was definitely the coaches. I love the way the receiver coach like gets after it, same with Coach Kill. And then also just the intensity of their practice. You know, I fell in love with it. I was just sitting on the sideline watching how they get after it and how, you know, they're not afraid of each other and no one backs down. And I just fell in love.
That audio from Cake News, where Voth ended up finishing his junior year with over 1,000 yards being rushed, 12 touchdowns and 83 receptions, with the assistant coach for Cheney saying he's got to bring it again for his senior year.
We just need him to show that the toughness and the leadership that he's had. He's always been, you know, the guy that other guys look to.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey, y'all, this is Addison Johnson. I'll be at the stage in Virginia, Nebraska this Friday night. Check out my song, Out of Control.
Out of control.
sun shines through the blinds, and that stool is still warm from when I left it last night. The people pass by me like an old abandoned car as I'm a shaker for the makers, and it's making its mark. Never.